Could a little shareholder throw out an entire board of directors?
The theory is that the board serves the shareholders. The suspicion is that the board serves the management with whom they're buddy-buddy.
It's about the beleaguered internet company Yahoo. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Imagine the urgent texts among Yahoo board members today with the Wall Street Journal reporting that a hedge fund could push for a proxy fight, a bid to throw out all of Yahoo's board members. Yahoo isn't commenting, but this hedge fund called Starboard Value has apparently grown impatient with Yahoo's lack of improvement under its CEO, Marissa Mayer. This could be a teachable moment about corporate power. And let's turn to Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Morning, Professor.
Good morning, David.
So we'll see if this report in the journal pans out. But we do know that Starboard, the big hedge fund, has experience using this strategy. It has pushed this kind of sweep them all out of there strategy before?
It's kind of amazing because they own a tiny amount of stock. They own something like 1% of the stock. Here's how they do it. They go to the big mutual funds and the pension funds that own lots of the stock, and they win their confidence. And as you said, I mean, they had success. They got the entire board at Darden restaurants. That's the Red Lobster, Olive Garden people. They got the entire board thrown out in one sweep.
Now, it's true that investors are the owners of the company. The board serves the owners. But this would be a very significant juncture for Yahoo if the board suddenly turned over.
Yeah, you know, the theory is that the board serves the shareholders. The suspicion is that the board serves the management with whom they're buddy-buddy. So the way to get big changes is to throw the board out or a few members of the board. Starboard goes in. They do very detailed analysis. You know, in the restaurant case, they knew how many breadsticks the restaurants were serving, and they said, that's too much. So they go into the big investors and they say, the only way to change this company is to throw all of the rascals out. And that's what they're going to try at Yahoo.
Any sense of what this might mean for Yahoo? I mean, Starboard, this big investor, this big hedge fund, has said that it's open to the idea of breaking up Yahoo and selling the resulting, they didn't say it this way, but selling the resulting bits, the resulting rubble.
Yeah, this is called the sum of the parts play. And, you know, Yahoo's a funny company. It's often valued in the market at less than the cash it has in the bank. This company might well be worth more broken up because it has some good parts. It has lots and lots of users. You know, it may be a terribly run company, but it's not a terrible company. It does have value.
Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Professor Gordon, thank you for this.
My pleasure.
Let's check the numbers. The 100 share index in London is down sharply, 1.3%. The CAC 40 in Paris, down 1.9%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.5% range. We sometimes ask musicians about the instruments they choose, but what about everyone else? As part of our Pro Tools series, we're featuring people with strong opinions about the tools they use in their work. The killer coffee grinder, the $100 shears. If you search Marketplace Pro Tool, if you want more of these. But today, let me introduce Dr. Prospero Gogo, Jr., an interventional cardiologist in Burlington, Vermont. He emailed, so I called him. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Talk about your pro tool, as it were, your safety garb.
Yeah, so my safety garb is leaded garments. Interventional cardiologists, as well as electrophysiologists, work in an X-ray suite. The total amount of X-ray radiation that a patient gets per one procedure isn't really that much. But if you spend a career of 30, 40 years every day in the X-ray lab, you do have some risks that will be incurred. Interventional cardiologists have a higher risk of fatal cancer throughout their lives because of their career choices. And so these garments are designed to protect us from the worst of the chronic and constant use of radiation.
So you don't want to fool around. You want to get protective gear that works.
That's correct. So what I have is, as you can imagine, a set of leaded garments can be very heavy, up to 20 to 25 pounds traditionally. The manufacturers are getting more savvy. They're mixing in other heavy but not so heavy metals into the polymers that they make these garments out of so that they're a little lighter weight. One of the big occupational hazards for people wearing lead all day is back pain. Additionally, we use things like leaded hats and leaded glasses. There's a higher risk of cataracts in people who are being exposed chronically to radiation.
But when you wear the proper garb, you're persuaded that you are now only getting safe levels of radiation?
The proper garb will block out 99 to 100% of the radiation. And so the idea is to wear the garb over the most radiation-sensitive tissues of your body, including a thyroid shield specific around your collar, of course, one down low and around the waist, and then another one around your thorax so you can protect your gastrointestinal organs.
The work that you do now is essentially live X-ray because, you know, the heart's moving as you're trying to accomplish your procedure, and you have to keep a close eye on it at every moment.
Yes, and unfortunately, the other modes of imaging just can't give us the same live pictures. I mean, the equipment we're moving is moving in millimeter increments inside a heart that's moving, you know, at 100 beats per minute sometimes with a lot of movement back and forth. So we need that kind of temporal resolution to see what's going on at the very moment it's happening. And there's really not very many other imaging modalities that can do that.
Dr. Prospero Gogo Jr. is an interventional cardiologist in Burlington, Vermont. Dr. Gogo, thank you for this.
Thank you, David.
And we have a new season of a show called Actuality out today. That's our podcast we make with the online business publication Quartz, featuring Marketplace's Sabri Benashour. This season, they are tackling...
What you're asking can't be done.
This is a futile effort.
If it could be done, it shouldn't be done. But it can't be done.
It can't be done, obviously.
The things that were supposed to be impossible but now, in actuality, exist. Subscribe in your podcast app or iTunes or wherever podcasts grow. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.